Welcome to Entrepreneur Q&A with Dr. Greg Watson, where we dive into real-world entrepreneurial questions in just a few minutes. I'm Greg, better known online as Dr. Greg Watson, serial entrepreneur and founder coach. Each episode, I unpack a question that matters to entrepreneurs, from launching your first venture to scaling an established business. Today's show is called Why Solo Founders Win Big: The 7 Hidden Truths. Now let's get started with today's show. Here's something that might surprise you. 70% of solo founders don't fail because of bad products or lack of customers. They burn out within their first 2 years because of isolation and decision fatigue. But here's the beautiful paradox. The remaining 30% who survive often outperform founder teams by massive margins. Think about it. As a solo founder, you're making 50-plus decisions every single day with no co-founder to share the mental load. Should you add that feature? What's the right pricing strategy? Which marketing channel deserves your attention? Every choice lands squarely on your shoulders, and this decision trap compounds until you're completely paralyzed by analysis. But the winners understand something profound. Your job isn't to make every decision perfectly, it's to make them quickly and learn from the outcomes. Create simple frameworks. Set daily decision limits. Remember, a good decision made fast beats a perfect decision made too late. Now, isolation hits differently than you'd expect. It's not just about being alone, it's about having no one who truly understands the weight you're carrying. This kills creativity faster than any market downturn. The solution isn't hiring employees immediately, it's building a network of fellow entrepreneurs who speak your language. Here's where solo founders actually win big. You don't need consensus. You don't need committee meetings. When you spot an opportunity, you can pivot in hours, not months. But this superpower only works when you focus ruthlessly on your zone of genius and outsource everything else. I watched a client named Sarah learn this the hard way. She spent 6 months perfecting her productivity app while ignoring marketing entirely. Revenue flatlined at $500 monthly because she was wearing every hat poorly. The moment she hired a part-time marketer and focused solely on product development, she hit $10,000 in monthly recurring revenue within 90 days. The hidden truth about solo success is this: your competitive advantage isn't doing everything. It's ensuring everything gets done by the right person, even when that person isn't you. Thanks for tuning in to Entrepreneur Q&A with Dr. Greg Watson, brought to you by Entrepreneurship Essentials, empowering founders at every stage. If you found value in today's episode, please subscribe, leave a review, or share it with a fellow entrepreneur. Until next time, keep building.